Defensive tackle Ziggy Hood knows about defense. The former Pittsburgh Steeler turned Jacksonville Jaguar played in the city that made defense a religion in the NFL. His decision to leave the Steelers and sign with the Jaguars in March was made in large part because he knew that Gus Bradley knows about defense.
The coaching staff is putting, you know, a squad together. And it seemed like it's, you know, clicking out there in practice. You can hear guys talking about it in the locker room, even on, you know, text message, you know, between, you know, amongst each other. And I just feel something is, you know, forming.
The Jaguars were in the market for a big body to help shore up a run defense that a year ago allowed seven opponents to run for more than 150 yards. And they gave up 4.2 yards per carry. You can't win in the NFL if you can't get your defense off the field. And at 4.2 per carry, you're not getting off the field very much. Hood knows exactly why Gus and Dave Caldwell were so aggressive in free agency and says the expectations of the rebuilt defensive line should be high.
They brought us here for a reason, and it's our job to make sure that we go out there and do our job and create havoc. You know, I want this D-line to be the best D-line in the league.
It's going to take some work for Hood, who spent four seasons in Pittsburgh working as a grunt defensive end in the 3-4 front, which is very different from Bradley's philosophy.
As a D-lineman in Pittsburgh, if your linebackers, you know, have a total of 10 tackles apiece, that means you've done your job and you can go on the next game. Here, they want the D-line to make the plays.
It won't be easy, but Hood has his head down and is grinding away at making the transition in his new spot. He's got the size and the strength. What he needs is the footwork of a penetrating defensive tackle.
Once your footwork come into play, then your speed, your strength will just, whatever you do in the weight room, will transfer over on the field. If your footwork is bad, no matter how much you lift, you're not going to do anything if you run it sideways.
The smile on Ziggy's face tells the story. He loves the energy he feels every day at Everbank Field, from Gus all the way down to the folks who serve him breakfast and lunch. He feels at home with a young team that he believes is ready to rise.
I'm in it for the long haul. I mean, I love it. I love what's going on right now. I still consider myself as a young guy right now. You know, I'm 27 years old. My body's still feeling good. So whatever I can do to help and to see this team grow, it may not be this year. It may not be next year. Who knows, you know? But, you know, I can see this team growing and heading in the right direction.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.